Howdy, everyone, and welcome back to our podcast. I really hope you're enjoying it so far. My name is Danielle DeLay. I'm a senior communication major here at Texas A&M, and fun fact about me, I'm also pre-law, which means that I'm currently sitting in my small College Station bedroom apartment, staring outside the window, and pondering what the next few days could possibly look like.
Date is November 1st, which means that in a very few short days, we could possibly have the first female vice president ever. Isn't that insane to think about? That's insane! Speaking of our female vice president nominee, in today's podcast, we'll be talking about Senator Harris's rebuttal of Trump's RNC acceptance speech. But before we dive into a rebuttal of Trump's RNC speech, I want to give a bit of background on the Republican National Convention and what Trump's acceptance speech entailed. So the RNC is when the Republican Party selects the party's nominees for president and vice president. This year was held from August 24th to August 27th. And on August 27th, President Trump gave his acceptance speech. In his speech, he claimed that America had the lowest case fatality rate out of every major country in the world. He claimed that the administration was focusing on science, facts, and data in order to save lives. He also claimed that in Biden's America, no one would be safe. Now, before we get more into her rebuttal, I think it's very important to note that only a few days before the Republican National Convention, wildfires had exploded across Colorado and California, as well as another issue of racial unrest had flared up. A viral video trending on social media showing a 29-year-old black man by the name of Jacob Blake being shot in the back 7 times by the police. Because of this video, Black Lives Matter supporters and members of the black community took to the streets to protest, once again, police brutality in America. These events happened only a few days before the Republican National Convention, but were hardly mentioned at all, and this is one of the first things that Harris notes in her speech. Before she even addresses the comments made by Donald Trump in his RNC acceptance speech, Senator Harris first and foremost sends her condolences to those affected by the Colorado and California wildfires, as well as sends her support to the peaceful protesters protesting police brutality. After addressing these issues, she then shames Donald Trump for excluding these issues. She claims that the Republican National Convention must be designed to soothe Donald Trump's ego and to make him feel good. And in response to his speech, she says it's not supposed to be about him. It's supposed to be about the health, the safety, and the well-being of the American people. She declares that the most basic job of the President of the United States is the one that Donald Trump failed at, protecting the American people. This part of her speech is so powerful because she manages to paint Trump in an egotistical light. She paints him to be so concerned with making himself look good that he is failed to be concerned with the issues happening in the country he is meant to be running. As Adam Nagorny, a political correspondent for the New York Times, notes, Senator Harris is incredibly sharp and piercing. We get a glimpse of this with the searing rhetoric she uses against Donald Trump. She asserts he has a reckless disregard for the well-being of the American people. That not only has he failed to get a hold of the pandemic that we're in, but he has also failed to calm down the nation. Harris ends her speech by noting that in the most difficult moment of Trump's presidency, he failed to rise to the occasion. He stood idly by, and it was a deadly decision. This is a stark contrast to Trump's acceptance speech, where the pandemic seems to be downplayed, a thing of the past. I think it's important to note that at the time of both of their speeches, the death count was around 180,000 people. And in current day, we're at 230,000 people dead due to COVID-19, and we still have 9 million cases and counting in America. The most fascinating part about Harris's rebuttal is that in Trump's acceptance speech, he says that we wouldn't be safe in Biden's America. And she seems to say, hey, look, it's been 4 years and we haven't been safe in your America. And I love that. I love that almost as much as when she continues to put the problems of the people and their issues in front of everything else. Regardless who wins, I hope that continues to happen, that the president and the vice president will continue to put the problems of the people over politics. Well, that's all I have for you guys today. Thank you guys so much for listening to me, and don't forget to go out and vote. Have a nice week, you guys. And remember, the future of America is in your hands.